Come on, shout hallelujah, somebody. Shout a living praise, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, I challenge you to train yourself to praise Him more. Not only in church. Not only in church. The more you praise Him. See, right here, I don't even know who is here, who is not. It doesn't matter to me. Right here, right now, in this moment, this is exactly what I do in my bedroom. Whether there's anybody there, there's nobody there. This is what I do in my car when I'm driving. Right here. See, because when you know Him like that, there's something supernatural that it beats anything that the natural forces of life can bring across your path. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, sometimes it's hard for me to hold it down. I can't stop praising Him. I can't stop singing about Him. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you and challenge you. I know many of you are not here with us today. Who are joining us online today. You can't really feel what we're feeling here unless you are doing exactly what we're doing in the spirit. But there's such a depth of joy in my spirit. And many of you know this has been this way for quite a little bit now. I'm just so excited about the goodness of the Lord. He's a supernatural God. Words cannot describe who He is. And when we release ourselves and we let ourselves go like that, not just in church, don't start from church. Start in your private place, in your little cubicle in the office, in that business board meeting. Just in that place, make room for praise for the Lord. Hallelujah. Everywhere you go, make room for praise. And let it be deep. It will amaze you what the Lord will do. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Come on, give Him a living praise. Oh, hallelujah. Please be seated. We welcome you all. Thank you. I apologize to you for taking you in that direction. I wasn't planning to do it, but it just happened. Amen. And sometimes it happens like that. Amen. I want to take a few minutes and speak to you. You know, Abundant Life, we've been talking about the greater one, the Holy Spirit. And I want to just minister very briefly today. I won't be long at all. Amen. Let's go together to 1 John chapter 4 from verse 1. 1 John chapter 4 from verse 1. We're talking about the greater one, the Holy Spirit. He said, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of the Antichrist whereof you have heard that it should come. Even now it is already in the world. You are of God, little children, and you have overcome them. Because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world." Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Well, who is the greater one that is in you? He is the Holy Spirit. I know most believers know this scripture. The only thing that is different is most believers just don't realize when they read this scripture, He is not just talking about God in heaven. This scripture is talking about the Holy Spirit in you is greater. The Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit inside you, is greater. Look at the New Living Translation of that verse, verse 4. It said, but you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. You have already won the victory. Why? Because the Spirit who lives in you is greater. One of the reasons why the Lord has had us ministering on this theme for a while. The Holy Spirit who lives in us must be allowed to really live in us. The Holy Spirit must be allowed. The Holy Spirit is not a religious concept. The Holy Spirit is a person. He is God himself. But he is God himself who lives inside the believer. Look at this. He said, you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people because the Spirit who lives in you. Somebody say, the Spirit lives in me. The Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. You know, in the King James, he says in verse 4, you are of God, little children, you have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have overcome them. Who is them? You have overcome every force of darkness. You have overcome every evil attack of the enemy. When the Holy Spirit lives in you, and when the Holy Spirit is giving room to be himself in your life, you will overcome. Amen. I say you will overcome. Amen. There is nothing in this world order that comes against you that you will not have the victory over. He is the Spirit of victory. Amen. The word there, you have overcome them, is the Greek word nikeo. It means to subdue something. So, it means to prevail over something. So, that means, this is not a fight when you say you had a battle, at the end of the day, the referees declare draw. There's no winner. This one won a little, that one won a little, draw. No, no, no. You have overcome them, you will subdue them. You will subdue every attack of the enemy. Amen. Life is full. Life is full. Just sit our people, find a way to see them so our service can go and people are not distracted. I really want us to focus as we speak about the Holy Spirit here. Thank you for coming, guests, but just find a good place to sit where we're not distracted. Thank you. I appreciate that. Find a place somewhere at the back to sit, please. The Holy Spirit is God himself. Are you listening to me, saints? And the world is so unfair. The world is full of evil. From the very beginning, when Satan came into the Garden of Eden, this world has become a treacherous place. The world is full of evil. The world is full of pain. Are you listening to me? The world is full of sorrow. But when the Holy Spirit came, the Holy Spirit brought heaven to earth.
Amen. Amen.
The very first time heaven really came into this earth was when the Holy Spirit was poured out.
Yes.
That's why the Bible says, you have overcome them. It didn't say you will overcome. It didn't say you may overcome. You have already overcome them. This is not a fight where we will finish and they'll say it's a draw. No, no, no. You have subdued them.
Amen.
You have won this battle.
Amen.
Somebody lift up your hand and say, I've won this battle.
Won.
Come on, raise up your hand to heaven. Say, I have already won this fight. Come on, say, I am more than a conqueror. Say, I am on the winning side. In the name of Jesus, the greater one lives inside of me. I am on the winning side. I am more than an overcomer. I am more than a conqueror. The greater one lives inside of me. Shout hallelujah if you believe it. It will not be a draw. Where they say, oh, well, maybe, oh, yeah, you can't even tell. Yeah, you know, like people say, life is, you never know, come see, come tell. You win some, you lose some. That will not be your story. Amen. You win some, you lose some. You will win every battle. Shout amen. Amen. You will win every battle. Amen. Come see, come sir. You win some, you lose some. That is not the will of God. And say, you know, some things can happen in life. You never can tell. Things can happen. Ah, you don't know. Nobody knows life. No, we know life. The one who knows life, the one who created it, the author of it, the executor of God's promises, lives inside of you. He's the greater one. So you will win in life. You will win in life. You are not a loser. You are a winner. That's why I call you more than a conqueror. You are more. You're not even... You are not trying. You are not a wannabe conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. Heaven came to earth when the Holy Spirit was poured out. That's why, you know, the one who made a difference, as anointed, as powerful as the prophetic inspiration before Jesus were, the one who made the difference in the life of Jesus was the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, Jesus could not have been what he was. Some of you may think that's heresy. It's not. It was the Holy Spirit that made the difference in the life of Jesus. Everything Jesus became, everything Jesus accomplished in his earthly journey was because of the Holy Spirit. That's why the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Why? For God was with. God was with him by the Holy Spirit. It was because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit that Jesus accomplish every single thing. He made the difference in the life. So the Holy Spirit will make a difference in your own life too. No matter who you are. No matter what your journey has been. I sense in my spirit there are a lot of people that are struggling with different things in life. Not just here in this room, online. There are people who are thinking, how am I going to make it through? Am I going to get over to the other side? I have good news for you. He's the Holy Spirit. He's the greater one. He lives inside of you. If you will make room for him, if you will allow him to live, to breathe upon you, something will change. I say something will change. He's the spirit of change. He's the spirit of power. He's the spirit of victory. The Bible says he anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And then Jesus went about doing good. So when the Holy Spirit gets in your story, good has to come out. Good has to come out. When the Holy Spirit gets in your story, deliverance has to come out. Healing has to come out. Shout hallelujah, somebody. He made a difference. When you allow him to invade your world, something supernatural happens. You remember what the angel said to Mary? In Luke chapter 1 and verse 35. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. You've heard some of these things before, but in my little message this morning, I just got to go here first. Luke 1:35. Look at it. The angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The power of the highest shall do what? Overshadow you. And therefore, watch this, that holy thing that will be born of you will be called what? The Son of God. So, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and the power of the highest overshadow you, you will birth the divine.
I love it. You will birth the divine. You will produce the divine when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and the power of the highest overshadow. You have to birth the divine. Many of you are pregnant, you just don't know it. You are pregnant with divinity. The next level of your destiny is already within you. Hallelujah. The next level of God's glory for your life is already with you. You just don't know it. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and the power of the highest overshadow you, guess what? You will produce the divine. You will produce the divine. He's the spirit of possibilities. You see that? When Mary said, how will it be? Then he explained. Then in verse 37, he said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible with God. He's the spirit of possibilities. He's the spirit of possibilities. All things are possible for you. Whatever is in your spirit right now that God put there, it is possible. It is possible. No dream is too high. No dream is too high. One of my spiritual sons out in the southern part of the country was sharing with me some of the dreams that he was carrying, and he was producing little by little, little by little. And then he asked me, he said, but I don't know. I said, to you, all things are possible for you as a child of God. Think for a minute. Close your eyes, everyone, wherever you are, online, in person. Close your eyes for a minute. I want you to look deep down inside of you. Look at that dream that you have carried in your spirit for a while. Think about that dream. It is possible. The Holy Spirit will make it possible. No matter how difficult it seems. No matter how hard it seems. You just need to give him room. Once you give him room and you allow the Holy Spirit, the greater one, to operate within you, he makes every impossibility possible. He is the spirit of possibilities. When people say it can never be done, Holy Spirit say, all right, I'm going to show you. When people say it is impossible, say, okay, I'm going to let you see it. Think about that dream for just one more moment. Think about it. Focus on it. Meditate on it. Whatever your highest dreams are, our celebrant is celebrating 70. You are just beginning, ma. Please, let me tell you. The Lord told me to tell you, if you will give room to the Holy Spirit, it's just the beginning, not the end. I know you are thinking about heaven. I know heaven is in your mind. But you are not done here. If you will make room for the Holy Spirit, if you will let him walk like he wants to walk, ma, you are only just getting started. This is just a new beginning for you. Your 70 is just a new beginning. I want you to stir up all those dreams. Someone say they are not a fairy tale. I don't care how distant they feel. I don't care how lost they feel. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of possibilities. It will make your dreams possible. In the name of Jesus. Let's go to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 2. When he came down, he brought heaven to earth. He brought heaven to earth. For some of our guests, what I'm about to say might be a little challenging for you because you may not have heard stuff like this preached before. But it's true anyway. It's in the Word of God. So I'm going to preach it. What I'm preaching to you is what I preach to our ministry every week. And when I asked the Lord, Lord, you want me to change my message and preach something that everybody will like and enjoy? Like, he said, no, preach what you have been talking. Go ahead. All right, here we go. When the Holy Spirit came to earth from heaven, He brought heaven. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 from verse 1, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Oh, if you can get the presence of God to fill your life, to fill your house, to fill your business, to fill, something will be different. It filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. I don't have too much time. The word cloven tongues means divided tongues. Amen. That means the Holy Spirit came from heaven. He brought fire. But then he broke up those fire into divided tongues and put each of those tongues on each of those disciples in that room. Every single one of those disciples had a tongue of fire. Look at your Bible. It doesn't say many of them had tongues of fire. It didn't say most of them have tongues. It said what? On each of them. It didn't say only the apostles. Because there were 120 of them in that upper room. Only 12 of them were apostles. So that means the remaining was 120 minus 12. What's that? Do some math for me. I know you passed math. 108. So that means the remaining 108 people did not have title. They were not pastor. They were not apostle. They were not prophet. They were not minister. They were nothing. They were just like you and me. But when the Holy Spirit came with fire from heaven, the divided tongues of fire, he did not differentiate. Amen. What religion has taught us to do today is to differentiate. He says some can have that fire. Some can have the tongues of fire. But for others, the rest of us, we just sit on the pew. We just do our thing, you know. No, it's not true. It's not true. Read your Bible. What does it say? Does it say on each of them? Am I reading this Bible right? I say on each of them. Is that what it said? Verse 3. There appeared unto them divided tongues like as fire, and he sat upon each of them. He sat upon. That was your first connection to heaven. First direct connection to heaven. When you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the very first direct connection to heaven was that tongue of fire that sat up. And you know what? God takes over your tongue. He gives you a new language that only heaven can understand. I said during the ELO service last Sunday, speaking in tongues is not a controversy. It's an empowerment. You have people doing debates after debate, theology and this and that, talking. No. Speaking, praying in the Holy Ghost is not a controversy, it's an empowerment. Don't you want that empowerment? It will change your life. It will change even natural things. I remember recently, I was trying something natural, purely natural, nothing spiritual. Nothing spiritual. Everything in my mind, I had used to the max of my mind. I had thought about it, how to do it, and how to get this exactly the way I wanted it. Because I was out of state and I was on a trip. And I read the max of my mind. And I knew my mind couldn't go higher. And yet I knew that what I had put together was not good enough. So, I went to my bedroom and sat down there and prayed in the spirit for 30 minutes straight. I just prayed in the spirit. I sat there just praying in the spirit. Just praying in the spirit. 30 minutes nonstop. Towards the end of this 30 minutes, I suddenly saw a different picture. Not from my mind. I saw a picture came into my mind about that thing that I had done. I had labored with all my mind. Oh, Jesus. So at this scripture in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, do what? And then what will he do? He will direct. Oh, he will direct you. Praying the Spirit helps you disconnect from the limitations of your mind. That's it. And then it opens up heaven for you. What you can't see in your natural mind, you start seeing those images. It will start coming to you. Suddenly I saw that image and I saw, yes, I could have done that. Why didn't I? And I started knocking my head. Have you done that before? Stupid. Truly, we are stupid without the help of the Holy Spirit. Your best thoughts cannot match heaven's grace. Your best thoughts cannot match heaven's wisdom. Everything you try to do it in your might, in your power. You try. It is still less than what heaven wants to give. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Holy Spirit came. He brought tongues of fire. So when you receive his baptism, pray. And if you don't have it, you don't have that baptism, we can minister it to you. I know today we are celebrating, so we can. But pray, find a way and get it. You have to get it. You have to have it. It's a higher life. It's not just simple. It's not acting weird. People say, I know people have taken things to an extreme who don't have understanding. Everything has to line up with the word of God. Yes. This is not emotion. This is not just sentiment. And the world is full. That's why that scripture I read to you in 1 John 4. He told the world is full of all kinds of spirits. Now you have to test those spirits. Not just emotion, because somebody can make a lot of. It doesn't mean they're anointed. Doesn't mean they know God. Because somebody can prophesy 2 minutes per second. Oh, Jesus. See, I'm speaking in tongues. You can see Holy Spirit has taken. Then they can dish out prophecy. Doesn't mean the Lord is working through them. You have to test that spirit. You have to test that spirit. But when you have the real thing, my friends, it's a different life. It's a totally different world. You cannot be overcome. You cannot be overcome. You cannot be run over. Wisdom, inspiration, life, spirit, health. Everything will be flowing to you. Somebody is receiving health right now. Somebody is receiving health. It will be flowing from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. It's the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, he brings guidance, he brings wisdom, he brings direction. Hallelujah. That's why if you joined ELO last week, I'm not going to do it today, praise God, because it's not just our church event right here. But those of you who are on ELO last Sunday, I did something really weird. For several minutes, how many, we just kept praying in the Spirit. Were you there, did you? We just, and sometimes I want to stop as if the Holy Spirit comes again, pray more in the Spirit. Pray more in the Spirit. And afterwards, I understood why. I didn't understand it before. But afterwards, I understood why. Hallelujah. When he came, he brought divided tongues of fire. And everybody started to speak languages they couldn't understand. Only heaven could understand it. Put up for me, please. Jude, verse 20. Building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. And the Amplified said, build up yourself like a mighty edifice. Hallelujah. Beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith. Make progress. Rise like an edifice. Higher and higher. How? Praying in the Holy Spirit. You will build edifices that your natural mind cannot conceive. Praying in the Holy Spirit. So that's the first thing he did. I'm going to close in a minute here. But he didn't stop there. He took the tongues of fire and put that fire through their lives. Put the fire through their lives. So that they can have fire in their lives. Passion. You hear about all this burnout and depression and all these things that are going on all over the world, especially in our country today. Even our best people, even our most educated people, even our most our healthiest people, our strongest athletes. Do you know in the world of sports right now, mental health is really one of the biggest health issues everybody's talking about. Mental health. Because we are suddenly finding out everything on this earth has limit. But when you allow the Holy Spirit to invade your life, you will never have one down moment. Never. You can never burn out. Never burn out. Ever, ever burn out. Where is the burnout going to come from? Depression? Where? Anxiety over what? Anxiety over what? When the greater one lives in you. Yes. Is it lack of money? He is the provider. Is it insecurity for your protection? He's the protection, a protector. Hallelujah. Is it for health? Physical is your healer. Is it for finding direction and wisdom and light? He is your guide. Oh, anxiety over what? Is it fear of attack? The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There is no mountain that rises against you that you cannot overcome. Yeah. When you have the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no giving up for any believer who walks with God. There's no giving up. There's no giving up. The Bible says, one with God is majority. Let me try to close this. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit invade your life. Everybody, lift up your hands to heaven for just 1 minute. Say, Holy Spirit, invade my life in a way like I have never experienced before. In the name of Jesus, I open up my life to you. I open up my life to you. Bread of heaven, rain upon me. Fill my life with freshness. Take away every dryness. Give me freshness in the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Just let him invade your life. Give him his place. Let's try to close. I have just 2 more scriptures here. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Just 2 more scriptures here. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. The Lord is that Spirit. And then we'll go and read Psalm 23. We'll close out there. All of us are going to stand up and read Psalm 23 together. The Lord is my shepherd. And I want you to connect these 2 scriptures together. As I close here. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And look at verse 16. He's been talking about Moses and the children of Israel and the veil that covered their eyes and their minds that were blinded. And you can read if you have time. Read that for context. But then when he got to, let's actually even read from verse 14. It's not really where I want to go, but read from verse 14 just so you have an idea. He said, but their minds were blinded. For until this day remains the same veil on taking away in the reading of the Old Testament. Which veil is done away with in Christ? He said, but unto this day when Moses is read, the veil is still upon their heart. The veil is still upon their heart. Do you know there is a veil upon every human life? Do you know that? I'm telling you right now. Do you know there is a veil upon every human life that stops you from rising up to the destined place that God created you. When God created you, he created you for a life of no impossibilities. He created you for the highest life possible. But there is a veil. There is a veil that Satan... Have you seen this... somebody did the experiment. They were trying to do something with the flies or something. And they put them in this little cubicle. The flies were trying to escape because it was a glass thing. Every time they lift up, they are trapped in that cubicle. It's glass. But they are trapped in... They can see the outside world. They can see what exists, but they can't get out of that cubicle because somebody's trapped them in there. There is a veil and a trap on every human life without the Holy Spirit. Look at what he says here. He says there, but even unto this day when Moses is read, the veil is still upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, woo, glory to God. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, my brothers, my sisters, today I want you to make a decision that you will turn to the Lord. Amen. Today I want you to make a decision. You will make more room for the Holy Spirit in your life. Let the Holy Spirit not just be religion for you. Let the Holy Spirit not just be a concept and a thought. Let him be a person that walks with you every day. Let him be a person that you talk to every day, that walks with you, that guides you, that leads you, that directs your life. Amen. When it turns to the Lord, he said, the veil is taken away. And then, in verse 17, he said, now the Lord is that Spirit. Jesus. The Lord is that Spirit. So many people crying, looking for God. That God will just answer from heaven. That God will just come through from heaven. That God will do something from heaven. God is standing right next to them by the Holy Spirit. They can see him. The Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is liberty. The Amplified Bible calls it total emancipation. Emancipation from all bondage, freedom, complete freedom. Have you dealt with, are you dealing with anything that's keeping you in bondage? You just can't break it. You just can't lose yourself. Is that cubicle I was talking about? Is that veil? Is the Lord, is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is emancipation. Amen. Freedom is here. Amen. By the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has, in my language, they call it sheke sheke. The Holy Spirit has the ability to remove every sheke sheke that has trapped you in life so you can move forward. The Lord is that Spirit. The Holy Spirit has the ability to change your story forever. The Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, the Bible says, there's total emancipation. Freedom. I don't care what bondage is holding you trapped. Drugs, alcohol, all sorts of immoral conduct. No matter what it is that's holding you trapped, the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is given access, there's total emancipation. There's total emancipation. There's emancipation for somebody here today. Amen. Somebody listening to me today in real time or some other time after this service, listening to this message, there's emancipation for you. Amen. There's freedom for you. Amen. There's a removal of limits for you. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's close. Would you stand to your feet, please? If you have a Bible, just open it to Psalm 23. The Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. If you have Psalm 23, I want you to read it with me. If you have a Bible, if you don't have a Bible, just look on our screens. They'll be right there. I know that yesterday, last night, the celebrant quoted Psalm 23. It's one of the scriptures she quoted. It's also one of the most powerful scriptures about the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. Psalm 23 is about the Holy Spirit today in our day. This is the Holy Spirit in our day. Amen. Say, the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. I want you to read Psalm 23 with me. But let's go from the Lord is that Spirit before we read the first line of Psalm 23. So let's go. The Lord is that Spirit. The Lord is my shepherd. Come on, we're gonna do that one more time. The Lord is that Spirit, and the Lord is my shepherd. So I'm gonna ask you, who is your shepherd? And who is the Lord? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. I want you to do that one more time again. The Lord is that Spirit. The Lord is my shepherd. Who is your shepherd?
The Holy
Spirit. Where does the Holy Spirit live? It's not in heaven. The Lord is my shepherd. It's not talking about God the Father in heaven. For you as a believer today. It's talking about the Holy Spirit. Any work the Holy Spirit will do in your life today. In this new covenant, New Testament. Any work God the Father will do in your life today, He will do by the Holy Spirit. Say that with me again. The Lord is that Spirit, and the Lord is my shepherd. Let's do it one more time. The Lord is that Spirit, and the Lord is my shepherd. Now let's read this. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Would you lift up your hands to heaven? Wherever you are today, I want you to have a moment of encounter with the Holy Spirit. I want you to have Him revisit you. I want you to make room for Him to invade your life like never before. Like He invaded the life of Mary. Like He invaded the life of Jesus. I want you to make room for Him. I want you to make room for Him. Say, Holy Spirit, here I am. Here I am. I come before you. I yield my life to you. I open up every part of my life to you. Come. Fill me. Fill me afresh. Fill me afresh. Let your presence saturate my life. Be my Lord. Be my shepherd. I yield my life to you today. I completely open up my life to you today. I repent for every way in which I have ignored you. Every way in which I have despised you. I ask you, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. Every way in which I've done my own thing, walked in my own way, and produced harvest that you didn't plan for me, forgive me. Have mercy on me. From this moment onward, from this moment onward, I make a commitment to you that I will yield to you, that I will follow you. I will listen for your voice. When you speak to me, I will listen for your voice. I will follow every word you speak to me. I will yield to you. I will fellowship with you. I will cooperate with you. I will be everything you want me to be. I will follow in your footstep. What you describe as the fruit of the Holy Spirit, I will make every spiritual effort to add that fruit to my life in the name of the Lord Jesus. I will be a man and woman who walks in love. The fruit of love will be apparent in my life in the name of Jesus. I take on the fruit of joy. I take on the fruit of joy. I take on the fruit of peace. I take faithfulness in the name of Jesus. I take brotherly kindness in the name of Jesus. I take gentleness in the name of Jesus. I will not speak another negative word about you or your children. I will follow your footsteps. I will love my brother and I will love my sister. I will walk with peace in my heart. I will let the Holy Spirit guide every thought. I will let the Holy Spirit guide every step in the name of Jesus. None of me, Lord, but all of you, all of you, all of you. I receive it now and I give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Give the Lord a praise, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on, give him a praise. He deserves it. Give him a praise. He deserves it. Oh, hallelujah. Give him a praise. He deserves it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.